USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than medication is being collected during today's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. For the first time in history, vaping devices and cartridges are also being accepted for disposal. The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration says the change stemmed from concerns about illnesses and death associated with vaping and the high rate of vaping among young people. The agency helps to get unwanted prescription drugs out of circulation, and now it's going a step further to combat an emerging public health threat. More than 1,600 people, many of them teens, have been sickened by the national vaping illness outbreak that appears to have started in March. At least 44 have died. The Houston Astros took Game 3 of the World Series against the Washington Nationals, tightening the series a bit, with the Nationals still up 2-1. Game 4 is tonight in Washington with Jose Urquidy for Houston and Patrick Corbin on the hill for the Nationals. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska, but then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Arkansas hunter dies in an unusual accident. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The hunter was killed when he was attacked by a deer that he had just shot. Fish and Game officials say 66-year-old Thomas Alexander shot the buck while hunting in the Yellville area recently. The deer reportedly then attacked Alexander when he moved closer to inspect the hit. Doctors say his death could be the result of those injuries or from a heart attack he suffered when the deer attacked him. I'm Chris Barnes.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion that the government reported reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you've ever wondered what you'll look like in 20 years, researchers in Europe now say they have an example of you in 2039. John Clements reports.
After interviewing more than 3,000 office workers for their study on ergonomics, researchers have built a life-size dummy they named Emma, who suffers from a hunchback, swollen limbs, and bloodshot eyes. Dr. Aaron Donaldson of the Dallas-based Executive Medicine of Texas tells us Emma could be the future you.
These are things in the health industry that we know about and are worried about. And as a younger physician, it's something my generation has been fairly concerned about, this whole sitting is the new smoking mentality. People listen a lot harder when they can see a picture of what their life might look like years down the road. And that's exactly what the Emma doll is doing. It's showing you what your life will look like if you don't make a change now.
I'm John Clemens.
Hospitals could soon face shortages of critical surgical tools because several plants that sterilize the equipment have been shut down, according to government health officials. The Food and Drug Administration flagged the issue in an online statement to medical professionals, saying the result could be years of shortages of supplies used in heart surgery, knee replacements, C-sections, and many other procedures. The warning follows the recent closure of several sterilization facilities that use ethylene oxide. The gas is critical for cleaning medical equipment, but it can be hazardous at elevated levels and is increasingly being scrutinized by state health and environmental officials. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.